Based upon Mr. Bernard's pronouncement about the fastest time being run in 100 meters, is it that an indictment that the athletes aren't able to be recognized for such performance, given that the track is not certified?
Well, I don't think I indicated it, but the history of the certification of the track, in 2001, the track was certified 7 months after it was laid. It was not certified at the same time it was laid, because typically the process would not be completed at that time. So it took 7 months. I agree that the best thing is to have the certification done shortly and quickly thereafter. So I agree with you, Member Hines, in that regard. But I did indicate that the circumstances in a year of world championships, also in a year where we had a devastating hurricane, would have impaired the best practice that we would want to have. Now, the best thing is to have Kishi and Thompson's time certified. And we are hoping that when the track is certified in April, that process can also be engaged. So it is not a process that is lost, that the time will not be recognized. But the track, when certified, there still is the opportunity for the time to be recognized.